James Hamilton for MMA UK, joined via Skype by Art of Combat co-promoter Stephen Clark. Thanks for giving us some time, Stephen.
No problem at all, James.
So obviously we've got you in the chat this week. It's fight week for you guys, so I know this is probably going to be a bit of a manic week with Art of Combat coming back this Saturday. Before we talk about the show we've got coming up, you came back in April there with Art of Combat then, but before that there was almost an exactly to the day 4 year gap through 2015 to 2019. Before the gap, you should put on, I believe it was nine shows, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So you should put on quite a few shows. Can you tell us a wee bit about what happened there, why there was a gap between 2015 and 19?
So it was more of a personal thing, to be fair. I just had a daughter. I'd started my kind of took redundancy from my job to pursue my own passion and start my own property business as well. And, you know, everything just kind of amalgamated into one thing that didn't need the heartache, but also I think it was a timing for a market for fighters that weren't available on this side of Scotland as well. Like at one point we had quite a lot of teams in Fife, so it was nice to have a platform for these guys. But all of a sudden, you know, our fight team kind of dissolved as we went more and more into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I didn't feel like we were putting the passion that we usually put into it. So it was like, you know, don't do something 100% rather than just do it a bit half-arsed. So, timing personally would be the biggest reason.
Yeah, and I mean, from that way back to when you put that first show on, I would assume as a promoter, there's a big learning curve as well. Is that something that you've found over the years? Because when the show came back there, I was fortunate enough to be at the show. The show was great. So have you felt user development as promoters every show?
Yeah, I've kind of been away from the scene for a few years, so it's quite nice to come back and see what other shows are kicking about as well, and see, you know, good to see that On Top still there, and look at their production value and see what we can kind of steal from these other guys as well, and continually make ours better. But yeah, that's something that we've done for a long time. You know, the first ever MMA shows that kicked off, like your Cage Combat and Sport Fight and stuff like that, we all fought on them as well, as fighters and coaches. So it was good to learn off all the guys that kind of kicked off as well. And then we were one of the first shows to put on like C-class, like the amateur rules it is now. Like our first couple of shows at the time were old amateur, just body shots and stuff like that. And then it was semi-pro rules where no headshots on the ground and stuff. So it was nice to be the first ones to kind of push forward and do the new kind of C-class. Amateur rules at the time, where it was full headshots on.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing as well is going for back to 20, because I mean the 4 year period, there has been some change in the scene in Scotland, probably across the UK. Have you noticed much of a change in the scene from stepping away from it? I know you're involved obviously in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and then coming back in to put that show you had back in April. Did you notice much had changed?
It was good to see a lot of the guys that had been fighters previously have now run their own teams and stuff. So they guys have obviously got a bit of a different role in it as well. But I did notice there was a lot of young guys. Like it's quite exciting to see. And I think that's what's driving us to keep going with this. You know, I think this card we've got, I think it's about eight lads, like 16, 17, 18 year olds, and it's brilliant to see, you know, a few of them are first timers and getting on there for the start, but I've had a few fights and different experiences, so it's really cool to how young the crowd is that's coming through, and it's obviously they're the future of the sport, you know.
Yeah,
I was gutted for Scott Malone watching his fight at the weekend there, but you know, he fought and held the Art of Combat amateur title, and then I think he had his first pro fight as well in that Art of Combat, so it's a great, I love putting a platform for these guys that, you know, locally, don't have to travel, it's on their doorstep, you know, try and make the production quality good, make them feel like it's a big show that they're fighting on.
Yeah, I mean, for guys like yourself and obviously other promoters out there, like James Lake and stuff, and Tam Collins at On Top, you guys are vital for the sport in Scotland. That is absolutely necessary to have there, because sometimes I feel that there is a lackey, we seem to have a lackey shows up here, but then you guys coming back, is that something you're very aware of, how important it is for you guys to be having these shows and getting
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I've seen, like, you know, James Dolan or Brian Gallagher mentioning that, you know, and noticing they're putting guys down south to fight on shows, and we've done that years ago as well, and it feels a bit off a shame that they can't have a platform on their own doorstep and bring guys up from England for to go against our local guys. So yeah, I did notice that there was quite a lack of promotions, obviously, SFC and FFC as well. So there's quite a few that have kind of disappeared away from the scene.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something, obviously, on top is when you always come back to the regional scene, because they've been around for quite a while. But out with that, we've sort of had a dip in terms of the shows. And I think your guys coming back this year has been, the timing's almost been perfect from what I've seen anyway. I do feel that the opportunities here for you is to go on and build a really solid regional show and continue to grow the show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we wanted to work a lot on the production quality as well, and, like say, make it a decent show. And we've spoke to the Alhambra Theatre at the time, and it was one of the things. Oh, do we bring it back? Do we go to a small town hall and stuff? And we thought, no, we've went quite big from staying at the Alhambra, and it's an expensive venue to hold, but it's quite a unique venue to Scotland as well. But at the time we came back, they just spent £100,000 on their lighting rigs and stuff. So it was quite. We got a test of that and seen what capabilities they had to go and even put on a better show. So it was quite good to come back at that time and obviously think about the bigger picture and how to make it bigger and better rather than just from a fighter but a promoter as well, or, you know, to see if
with regards to the venue, it is something that, when I was at the last show, it's something that stands out. It's quite unique in the venue it's here, because we don't see a lot of MMA shows. I mean, we see a lot of shows in halls and stuff like that. Yeah. Just the way the Alhambra, it's a beautiful venue, it really is. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool for an MMA show, because I kind of moved about the venue because I wanted to see the cage from different angles. And is that something you feel you're going to continue in there, or are you just going to have to just stay there at the moment and see how the show progresses and grows?
We're cautious of the... We're booking the next show for next year, and we're cautious that we're looking for the 10-year anniversary for the next one's landing on a Friday night show. And we thought it'd be the idea of doing a Friday night show for a long time. And when we looked at the date in the calendar for next year, the 10-year anniversary to the day lands on a Friday. We've just planned on staying there till at least then, and maybe revisit it. And, you know, we've got quite a few fighters on the card from Dundee, so there might be a chance to maybe move up to Dundee or even at the Perth and try and take it to different cities. But it's quite funny, the better the devil you know. If you know the production, if you know the setup at Alhambra, we know, obviously, we've worked with them for coming on 10 years now, so they know the show, they know the setup. It's that combat kind of goes hand in hand with Alhambra Theatre, so it's quite a nice... I don't know. It'd be quite different to change. It'd be quite strange to change.
Yeah. And just to go back to the show back the 27th of April. So tell us what that was like, having that break away from promoting, getting back in here. We all know there's lots of obstacles promoting a regional show, most notably fighter pullouts, which is always something that plagues a lot of shows as well. So what was it like getting yourself back into that world and, I guess, getting back into that stressful environment?
It's brilliant. Such a buzz. It's a crazy buzz. It was a weird feeling, because it was the first time that, instead of being in my trackies and my T-shirt, I mean, my brother running about like Dafties, Headless Chickens being the kind of the bottlenecks of it. We've managed to bring in quite a few of the guys from Darren's Jiu-Jitsu team and guys from their old MMA team that have been at the shows from the start, so they know how the show operates. So they bring these guys in and give them, you know, right, you're the corner runners, you're the guys that are controlling this part of it, that part of that part. It was quite nice to have guys that knew what they were doing as well, and try and take that. I mean, I think it was the first time we've ever sat and watched some fights, even though we didn't get to watch a lot of them. And we wanted to try and soak up the atmosphere and see how we can improve it from a show production point of view, rather than just like a coach or a fighter backstage, like seeing how it all, you know, all run smoothly from that side of it. So it was good. It was a complete buzz. Like it was really good, but it was stressful to get over the line and to actually manage to pull it off. The amount of stupid shit that I forgot was unreal. Right. I had to break numerous speed limits to get up to the house and print off three sets of judges' scorecards before the judges came in, you know, 10 minutes before doors open and stuff like that. I was like, these are the simple things, you know. Didn't have Vaseline for the cage door guy and ran out of red car tape. And I was like, fucking, you know, someone's at me constantly about, oh, we need a bell for a ringer and stuff like that. And it's like all these wee tiny minute details that just cause you ridiculous stress in the day because they're just the bottleneck comes to you and everyone's at you for something. Like, oh. These were the first things that were put right this time.
So I guess your experience of the show then is a bit different from like in my experience of the show. People come in to watch it and relax. So it's like what's the old saying, like a duck look calm above the water but underneath
flapping like hell. Aye.
The one thing that completes most good MMA shows is a really standout moment, and he's had that in the last show. Now I'm sure you'll remember it. Was it Owen Evans? I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll just sort of for him that maybe didn't see this. It's one of the craziest things I've seen at an MMA show. So Owen Evans in his corner, his opponent, I apologise, I forget his name, runs straight at him and almost puts himself straight onto the knockout. I was kind of dumbfounded when I seen that. I'm assuming the other guy was a bit nervous and it was a really bad night for him. Good night for Owen Evans. As a promoter, those moments will do make the shows. Give me your thoughts on that.
They do. And do you know what? I feel bad for Owen Evans because obviously he's a young guy. He's got himself in good shape. He's local to the venue. So he's the poster boy this time. So. Yeah. He's had his first MMA fight. He's knocked a guy out in 4 seconds, and now he's fucking everywhere throughout the whole fight on these posters. So I'm, do you know what? I'm excited to see. I spoke to his coach the other day about it, and I was kind of about, how is he reacting to that pressure? Because in theory, it's his first MMA fight, but now he's got that pressure of people think he's going to knock this guy out in a few seconds, and obviously, the other side as well is just being the matchmaker and trying to get a match thrown. Some people might look away from that and shy away from it. So to get someone, you had to start to get a first timer, a novice guy as well to fight. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he'll be good. But yeah. His coach, he's in shape and his head's in the right place and he's looking forward to actually getting that. And he sees it as his first fight. He's not seen it as building anything. He just sees it as his first fight. And he's a very humble guy. Like it's quite good to see.
Effectively he's had the opportunity. So, but really one punch it almost was. It was a standout moment for me in the show. I felt bad for the opponent, but I felt good. It was good for Owen. It was certainly interesting. I still think that's the fastest knockout I can remember. Anyway,
fastest one I think I saw on a Scottish regional show. Anyway, I think.
I think it would have been faster. The ref was a wee bit slow in getting the fight started. Just a tad slow.
No one expected it. Not even John Jameson.
I know, to be fair, you can't really fault me that. It's one of those things, it's just a mad moment. So, obviously, you got that show, you got that first show back under your belt. Like you say, you've all those wee things that happened, you've had the opportunity now, you can iron them out. It's like anything else, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So now we're in fight week this week. How's it been leading up to this one? How's it been in terms of dealing with fighter pullouts, stuff like that? What's the experience been like so far?
We're going to completely cross it here, but it's been the best one yet. And that's just going to, I've just sealed the fate, this is it. You're going to see social media going daft or looking for bullets, but it's been 11 show. I think it's been the best one yet. We've not had that many. I was just speaking to Darren recently, a couple of hours ago as well, and he was saying that he'd seen a lot of fighters post on social media, saying that their camps came to an end tonight or the last couple of days and they're feeling ready and they're taking pictures. And usually you don't see that. So I'm thinking that's a nice positive sense as well. So, yeah, really, it's nice to not worry about that at the moment. It's probably going to happen and it will happen on this week. But I had a meeting up at Alhambra today and we're trying to do something different with the downstairs layout. That takes a week to remove the seats, but the venue's got a couple of things on, so we decided to trial it for this time. So to have standing downstairs, we always felt that the issue with the venue was the cage being on the stage, the people at the front of the seats, you couldn't sit in the first seven or eight rows, so you kind of have to go a wee bit back. So we've always threatened, we're trying to take the seats out, do it by a standing thing, so people can amalgamate and get quite an atmosphere down there as well. Because, I mean, upstairs, there's not a bad seat in the house, you can see everywhere. I quite like the kind of the Cage Warrior thing on top to it, and now as well with their venue that they can have the kind of the walk out to the kind of cage. So we've got a walkout built up right up to the stage, and the pyrotechnics and lights going up that. So it was quite, it's been quite nice to focus on the production value of it and trying to just improve it a little bit and get better at it rather than worry about these pullouts. But I'm sure they're coming. I'm sure they're coming by the buckle this week. But hopefully not. I'm actually really liking the card. Like I'm excited. It's yeah. I've got myself that buzz and that passion for matching these fights. And like I've been out for a few years, but you know you still keep an eye on who's doing it, who's what. But there's quite a few young guys coming through that you don't know what they're like. You're kind of judging by I know their coaches and I know what style and how their coaches put their guys to training camps. So you're kind of trying to match finds accordingly. See, a couple of the guys are young guys that are first timers are on the card as well, so it's going to be some interesting fights.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at some of the fights, well there's you've got a grappling match on there, obviously it's a familiar name right across Scottish MMA scene. Is Craig McIntosh. He's going to be in there. It's submission only grappling, I believe, with Kev McAloon.
It was a kind of brain gel that came up with the last one with Stevie and Darren talking about a grappling match, and do you know what, I don't think it belongs on an MMA show, but it kind of generated a wee bit of hype, and I thought, yeah, do you know what, why not? It's a co-promoter and it's a UFC fighter that's local, it makes sense. So since I never went to manage to go ahead the last time, I thought it would be quite nice to try and get it, and both the guys, Moff and Kev, like they're absolutely smashing it in the tournaments up in the country. And it's a match that's kind of never went ahead. So it'd be quite nice to put that on.
I think it's...
For grappling fans excited as well.
Yeah, for the promotional side as well, I think it's definitely a smart move. We both guys having good followings for different parts of the country. So if nothing else, it gets more people in, and you would assume there's a lot of people going to shows going to enjoy the grappling side of things. Obviously not all MMA fans do, but it's going to be a fun one, especially with the both guys' styles. A couple of other fights that stand out, I think the first one is obviously Rhys McEwen against Aaron Towns. Rhys at the moment looks in great shape. He come off a really, really tough fight down in England, and he's going in against Aaron Towns. That fight for me is going to be a really exciting fight. Is that one of the fights that stand out to you on the card?
I understand it for me. I'm excited to see how that goes. It's kind of like a striker versus grappling. I think one's got an advantage on grappling and one's got an advantage on striking, and quite a big advantage I would see on each side of it. But they're both well-rounded guys, but I think one's edged each section of it. So it'll be quite nice to see who can put that game plan in place and get the fight where they need it to be. It's going to be quite an interesting fight, that one.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really interesting fight. It'll be good to see how Rhys looks after bouncing back for his last fight. And obviously, it's a really good opportunity for Arn as well, because Rhys is quite an established name as well. And then I think probably the fight a lot of people are going to be speaking about, you probably know what I'm going to mention, is obviously Keir Harvey and Kev Lobin. So there's two interesting sides for me for this. I'll get your point of view. Obviously, Keir's changed gym. We haven't seen him fight since he's changed gym. He's taking his time to adjust to a higher level. Obviously, one of the best gyms in the country. And then we've got Kev, who fought in the last show. It was a pretty comfortable fight for him coming back. So this is a really good test for Kev as well. Is that a fight you were always looking to try and put on? I know Kev had given him a wee shout-out the last time.
Yeah, I think he'd have rubbed up Kev on one of the posts saying, you know, don't be fighting a bum, fight somebody that deserves it, and obviously sparked a bit of debate on that side. But it's a very interesting fight, because Keir's a talented young guy. He beat one of our guys a few years back on a Headhunter show, and I think him changing to higher level is going to elevate his game, and he's now got the best sparring partners in the country now. So it's going to be very, very interesting, because he was already a talented guy without having the level of training and training partners and coaching staff that he's got now. And Kev is the most frustrating fucking guy I've ever met in my life. He's got unbelievable talent, like Scott Malone, Aidan Stevens. Like he's got talent to match these guys, and he doesn't seem to apply himself to it. But this time he's applied himself. Seen him. He's took on a strength and conditioning program for the first time. Dan's been telling me his jiu-jitsu has been up and constant, like he's doubled the input that he does in training. And he's still, and he's always been a phenomenal striker as well. And he's, and he's still part of, a strong part of his game. So he's filled in the weak areas of his game. He's now taken training actually like a professional. So I'm really excited to see what he can do. I mean, Kev, that last fight, I think he trained for a week or two, if that. And he's thrown spinning elbows and judo thrown this guy. And I thought, he's just such a talent. It'd be nice to see what he can do in an actual training camp and taking it seriously and putting his mind to it, which I think he's there. So it's going to be a war. It's going to be a cracking fight.
And I mean, the one thing with Kev as well, if you don't look at his record and you just before that last fight, you just looked and seen 0-2 as a pro. But sometimes you need to look at these guys' records and see who they're fighting.
Yeah.
Kev has fought with extremely stiff competition. And obviously, Keir's a young guy, but he's a guy that's been around as well. So it's good. The two of them have been around the scene for quite a long time.
Yeah.
It's good that now they'll meet. And I think that's certainly going to be one of the fights. So I know you've not sorted out the card yet. Have you got a main event sorted out yet? Or
It's going to be the professional fight, yeah. Then the co-main event will be the bantamweight title for Rhys and Arn as well.
So it's really just a case of this week, in terms of the fighters and stuff like that, just fingers crossed all week that you don't get any phone calls to any gyms.
Fingers crossed they don't go nuts in training. Their training camp's done. It's winding down. Wake's on point. Something we done for the first show back was day before weigh-ins, and we did kind of get a bit of resistance before. We always thought that amateurs should stick to the day of weigh-ins, and it wasn't fair that they should cut weights like professionals and stuff. So we attempted it for the first show back, and it went okay, but it puts a wee bit more stress as well on trying to get arrange weigh-ins for the day before as well. But, I mean, it's working. I'm hoping that it helps the fights as well, helps the fighters, it's safer for the fighters to get a bit more time. But you kind of got to be cautious when you're added a different element to matching the fights as well, because some of the fight teams knew how to cut weights, and some of them are maybe a bit green on cutting weight. So you're maybe they're coming against each other and they should have been a weight carried apart. So that was quite cautious of that as well.
I would assume then the thinking for just something, obviously the having the weigh-ins the day before, it just gives the guys that opportunity just to get the fluids back in and try and rehydrate as much as possible. And it, ultimately that gives you a better product in the cage, obviously, as you say. So with regards to the weigh-ins, are you going to do, I take it you're just doing like some of them will be video weigh-ins, or have you got everybody coming, or how are you going to structure that?
Yeah, we've got them all coming from the same time. And if the ones that can, the ones that are coming from further afield, they're going to FaceTime in at the same time and do like a video weigh-ins. So yeah, that's how we're going to plan it for this time.
So are we going to get some nice fun face-offs with the main and co-main?
I think so, yeah. Even the professional guys are going to weigh in at the same time and face-off and stuff as well. And also the traditional way of starting out of combat is to try and bring the guys in for their face-offs live in front of the crowd, which I think gets the fighters fired up as well. Gets them face-to-face with their opponent on the night.
It just adds that wee thing as well. It just adds that wee element to the show. Because I guess you want to just stand out a wee bit different to how everybody else is doing it. Is that something you're conscious of, just trying to make yourselves that wee bit more unique?
Yeah, stand out a wee bit as well. But I also like the face-offs that everyone knows the lay of the show. So we always start bang on time. The MC knows, the DJ knows, everyone knows we start. Doors on the five, we start at six, and it starts with a face-off. So rather than trying to organise one fighter, you've got all the fighters guarded up, they all face off, and as soon as the first fighter's faced off, they're up in positions ready to come out to kick off the show. So yeah, it's something a wee bit different, a wee tweak on it, but it's a way of kind of just getting that organisation right, so it's the timing's right.
Yeah. So just the rest of the weekend, what I really want to know is who's going to be more stressed? Is it going to be you or is it going to be Darren? Who gets the most stressed and worked up?
I usually deal with the fight card and the matches, so if the pullets are all right, I'll have had a good week. He deals with the ticket side and that's his last minute run about trying to organise tickets from fighters back and stuff like that and get out more tickets if they're needed. So he's always got stressed in the last bit, but it helped doing the weigh-ins the day before last time as well, because we managed to arrange sort of that a day before the event, which gave something less to do on the night, which was good.
Yeah, I'd seen him at the last show just as I come in, and he did look like a man that had a bit of the world in his shoulders.
he, saw, does. So,
So I didn't want to take up too much of his time. So obviously, ideal scenario for the rest of the weekend for you is no issues with fighting, I suppose, with Darren, just make sure everything goes well with tickets. Yeah. And what's the interest been like leading up to this show? Has the feedback so far been good? Have you had a lot of interest in people coming?
It's good, but it's always a hit or miss. I mean, especially we struggle to get over the thing with MMA and Scotland. I'm sure regional shows are all the same, but you struggle to get over that thing of I'm only coming to support my fighter.
Mm-hmm.
A fighter will sell the majority of the tickets. So to actually try and engage the local community into this is an MMA show, it's an event, it's a sport, and you're watching the UFC, the sport's growing in popularity. Can we not just get the casual fan just coming along and watching it because they enjoy the sport and they want to see grassroots in our country grow? But still can't get over that hurdle on it, and I find that's the hardest point, and it really does come down to the fighters to make the shows happen, unfortunately. But
I think the thing as well, with just what you said there, it's certainly a frustrating thing for me. So I try and get people to come to shows all the time, because I know a lot of guys will watch UFC, watch like Conor McGregor fights on TV, but there's nothing like the sound, the feel, it's just everything, the atmosphere to an MMA, because you just don't get that watching it on TV. It's just trying to find that way of getting people interested. I guess it's about promotion, media. Do you see as a way going forward then to try and combat that? Do you see any obvious way to get around that?
I think it's probably just sticking with it and just keep. I mean, I did notice that one thing I did notice the last time was you had to kind of beg and use your connections to try and get an article written in the local paper. This time, last time, easy. As soon as I gave the details, like the Alhambra, that combat's come back at Alhambra in April. I know, Paul, and give them as a brief and we'll get it written up. And it was written up. We got an article on the Daily Record and an article on the local papers. So I did notice that it's obviously become a bit more mainstream. That I think the only article I ever managed to get written before in the local paper was when we had the first female amateur fight on. So they wrote about that because it was something to attract headlines. But apart from that, you always kind of struggled and to get people to publicise about it.
Yeah,
social media promotions and pages and guys like yourself supporting the community and trying to grow it as well. These are all good outlets that you can hopefully it's just like a compound effect on everyone that starts to grow. But you hit the nail on the head. When people go to these live events, it's a phenomenal atmosphere. It's a great night out. My wife's friends that go there, they say exactly the same. Like girls, oh, I love it. I can't believe it is. And people look at them strangely. Like, really? It's like you want to try and promote that as a great night out. It's not every day that an MMA show comes to your local town, and so it's something different. It's a bit different from the norm.
And I guess the other thing as well that will help with the regional shows as well, it's about getting those big shows up here now. I'm just reading between the lines here, but from Bellator Europe posting on top of Chris Bungard's post, I looked at the numbers in Bellator Europe's Twitter feed and I was looking at retweets to likes. If you look at that post about them bringing a show to Scotland, that post absolutely dwarfed anything else they had put out. Now, I would read between the lines here and I think Bellator are going to look at that. And getting these big shows here, I guess, gets people out that maybe they wouldn't normally see it and they may enjoy the sport. And then I would hope would feed down into guys like yourself.
Into the local regional shows, yeah. Aye.
Absolutely, because you're not going to get the big shows coming here two or three times a year. So if you want to see live MMA, you need to go to Art of Combat.
Yeah.
You need to go to On Top and places like that. So I guess, I mean, that's for me being quite optimistic, hoping what happens, because I think that the potential for growth here is massive. And you've got, I'm assuming you believe that as well, obviously.
Aye, definitely. And I just... The ability to put the platform on for these guys to grow as well, and like you say, people, fighters to come through and get a platform to, rather than, oh, I can't get matched down in England, and all of a sudden they stop training because they can't get actively competing, then that's not helping anyone. It's not helping the sport grow.
Yeah.
And so on. So yeah, I think it's just sticking with it and just keep trying to overcome these obstacles. And I mean, it's quite nice being in this different position running it now as opposed to a few years ago when we had a fight team and had other obligations, and now it's the financial constraint to it as well was always a worry. Like myself and Darren at one show almost shat the bed, had to go up to that third bank loan to the bank on the Saturday of the show, thinking we didn't have enough money to make sure everything was covered. And you know, that was always a panic, whereas we're kind of a different position personally with the arms business up and running, my own business up and running, that it doesn't need to be about a financial gain anymore. There's no, you know, that we do this for the pure love of what we're doing. We love the MMA. We've always loved MMA. We've followed it since 1996 or 1997, since we were kids. So it's always been what we've done and love to be involved in. So it's good to try and put this platform on and grow it.
And I think you said something there that I think is quite important for people to understand. It's that guys like you are putting on regional shows. This isn't like the UFC, even Cage Wars, not where you're in there, it's your business, you're making a fortune off it. I mean, more often than not, doing things like this cost you money. Yeah, making money as a regional promotion is very, very difficult. So, you're doing it for the love of the sport, and obviously, I'm assuming the aim is to hopefully grow the show. But I think it's important for people to understand that financial gain in regional shows is almost non-existent for the most part.
It's difficult, and I think you could go down the route of doing it in the local nightclubs that was 10, 12, 15 years ago, and get a share of the bar sales, and you'd probably be able to make money. And you know, as well as I don't agree with it, I think that the sport needs to be in the spotlight and needs to be on these big stages. Like the Alhambra Theatre is a prestigious venue in the area, and I think that, you know, it creates a good atmosphere, it seats a decent amount of people. You know, the shows are on top put on as well, but these are shows that I think are the ones that deserve to be about, and they're promoting the sport in the right way. And like you say, it's difficult. There isn't a, you know, there's quite a financial burden to put them on as well, and a risk as well, because you don't know how many numbers you got. And you know, I get a ticket update from Darren, where are we standing at right now, what's tickets out, and people will ask you quite often, how many tickets you sold? And that's a question you get asked, how many tickets you sold? Sold fucking none. Because you're not, the majority, I mean, I got the update from the Alhambra Theatre this afternoon when I was in having a meeting with them. 17 tickets sold online.
Yeah.
17. So we're only about 500 off breaking even point. But you know, I get a ticket update from Darren, and Darren gives me an update of who he's given it out to. So he's got a running list. But that's not tickets sold. If that affair comes back and goes, oh yeah, I got 40 tickets off you, but here's, you know, I only managed to sell 10 and here's 30 back, then if you're counting on the tickets out, then fucking you've made a miscalculation. So it is very difficult, and you only really know either on the day of, or the weigh-ins, or the day of the event when you've collected them in, if you actually know if you're actually going to be in the red or what. So it's difficult. But I think now we're in a better position personally that it's not the focus anymore.
Right.
It's not the constant in your back of your mind that's, let's drive it, let's make it better, let's get the promotion where we want it to be and how we want to grow it as well. So it's quite nice that way as well.
So what you're saying, if you want to be stress-free, don't promote a fight show. And if you're trying to get rich quick, don't promote a fight show.
Oh, it's crazy. Sometimes on the run-up to you, my wife always says, like, "What? Why the hell are you doing this? Why do you put yourself through this?" But she does see the smile on your face on the night, and then the day after when you put on and it's been a success, and it's like, oh, it was all worth it.
Certainly for guys like me, I'm glad you do it, because it lets me get out and go and see, see fights. That's it. Just before I let you go, obviously something that really helps the fight show is your sponsors. So can you tell us a wee bit about some of the sponsors, some of the guys that help support the Art of Combat?
Yeah, so it was something that we never usually done quite a lot as well. We used to just kind of work with some of your local businesses and you know, your friends that had businesses that you maybe give them the opportunity, and they'd chuck a few quid towards sponsoring a fight. But it's something we put a bit of effort into the last show, and not as much this time because we thought it'd be reoccurring, but only a couple kind of came back. But you know, these guys, it was only the last show we've actually put kind of tables on the stage around it, and we sold them to the sponsors to get their sponsorships, you know, some market opportunity for them locally, and obviously a night out with a team and you know, advertisement on the evening. So we got, you know, because my business is in property, quite a few of the guys that do work for me, they were quite happy to sponsor the show as well, and it generated quite a bit of business from them. So one of our friends, Nicky Beveridge, Kitchen Fitting Company, he's fought on the show I think 3 or 4 times as well, and he started his kitchen fitting company, so he sponsored it this time. We have a local tattoo studio as well that sponsored for the second time, so they come back out. Who else wants this? We've got quite a few on this one. I managed to pull on a couple of guys from the gym that have recently started training, that have got businesses and they've a good bit of business from it as well. Like I think a lot of the guys that sponsored it the last time, the guy from the Kitchen Fit the last time came out, he said he got two jobs of it within the week of like just putting on social media and stuff like that. So it was like, it's a bit of value for value. It's a weird thing as well. It's a taxable expense to a business, but it's a weird thing for them to say, oh yeah, we'll put this into market and is it going to work? But it's paid off for the ones we speak to and we get feedback from. They love the night out. They love the sport. They get a bit of the marketing for the business, a bit of brand awareness, and they usually get a bit of work out of it, business out of it.
And I see in this show as well, you're going to have a knockout of the night bonus as well.
He put the knockout of the night bonus up the other day there. He was quite excited. He's very excited about Kieran and Kev Logan's fight as well. So he says, he's like, this better be knockout of the night. He says, I'm wanting to put it up there. I says, well, put your money where your mouth is and put a bonus up for the lads. See if a wee bit more encouragement for them. He's put £250 up for knockout of the night bonus, which is a nice gesture.
Yeah, and I mean it's good for the guys, obviously, especially amateur and early pro. Money's difficult to make in MMA from all sides, so that £250, it's definitely an extra added bonus for the guys going in there.
It would have been good money for Owen Evans last time as well today. Shame.
Well, I think I don't like to say this, but I think he would have had to cut his opponent in on because he definitely helped him with that knockout. It certainly helped. It was great. So no pressure on Owen. I don't think he's going to top that one again anytime soon. But you never know. He might surprise us.
I'm sure if he fights for the next 15 years, he's probably blew his wad and got the best performance of his life. It's a shame.
Well, this is it. So I'll let you go on that. Just before I let you go, obviously Art of Combat this Saturday at Alhambra Theatre in Dunfermline. For anybody that's maybe not bought a ticket yet or think on the fence about coming to the show, what can they expect from Art of Combat this Saturday?
It's going to, the atmosphere is great, the production value is great, the lighting, we've got a DJ, a really popular local DJ that's actually coming. He's actually always wanted to play the Alhambra, so it's a friend of mine. So he offered to DJ before he goes to his resident club gig that night as well. So the atmosphere is going to be banging. I'm wanting to want to make sure we create the right hype for the place. With Alhambra's new sound and lighting, we get to blow the roof off the music for the walkout, so the hair standing on the back of your neck when you're live there, you're going to feel the atmosphere. Not a bad seat in the house. Now that I think we've got rid of the issue that I thought with the downstairs a bit taken out of the standing, I'm excited to see the fact that downstairs is going to be as atmospheric as upstairs. You've got explosive fights, a lot of experienced guys in the cards, bantamweight title fight, and a nice professional headliner. It's going to be an exciting fight.
Perfect. Well, I mean, Saturday night, if you've got nothing else to do, what else you got to do? Go to Dunfermline, watch a show.
Exactly.
and potentially see some crazy knockouts.
And again, knocked out in 4 seconds.
That's it. Perfect. Well, thanks very much for giving us some time. I know this is going to be a busy week for you. And obviously, wish you my best on Saturday, mate. I hope to see you. Right. Thanks very much, Stevie.
All right, mate. Cheers.
Yeah.